It's Monday of the fourth week of Advent. Welcome to today's Adventcast. This is Father John Zulsdorf. From Pious Parshas, the Church's Year of Grace. During the first 3 weeks of Advent, we noticed a beautiful progression of motifs and moods, desire, preparation, and joy. The picture of Christ was revealed to us with increasing clarity and vividness, from the child in Bethlehem to the Lord at his final coming. We were instructed by Isaiah, John the Baptist, and Mary until the fourth Sunday, when the messages of all three fell together in splendid harmony. In our previous considerations, we substituted the idea of the kingdom of God for that of the Redeemer. Now, let us see how these three Advent messengers help our high purpose, how they instill the season's sentiments in our hearts. Isaiah, his longing cry, "Drop down, do ye heavens," must become our own. Before God comes to us, he demands preparation. He will not force his gifts upon us. We must desire them. We must be spiritually hungry. Advent desire means that we must cultivate a fruitful soil for the seed of grace, that we become receptive to God's kingdom. In Christ's own words, "Thy kingdom come." This desire and longing for God's kingdom should be sustained throughout life, nourished like a holy light, and never permitted to be extinguished. We may fail, we may go astray, or we may be infatuated with earthly things, but if a glimmer of this light remains, we will find our way out of the labyrinth. He only is lost who chokes out this light completely. Advent's great task, therefore, is to rekindle desire, our hope in the kingdom of God. John the Baptist. His message, "Prepare the way of the Lord," means the same thing as Christ's exhortation to do penance, that is, change your outlook. The gravitational center of life must not be the earthly or the ego, but God. God demands a reordering of our lives based on his will. St. Paul tells us that there are two laws within us, the law of the Spirit and the law of the flesh. It is according to the law of the Spirit that we must order our lives. The kingdom of God cannot come to us unless we continually reform our life according to the teachings of Christ. Advent is the time for such reformation. Mary. Desire and reformation of life are human factors. God's advent through grace is intrinsically divine. Here, Mary is the sublime model. She desired the kingdom of God and based her life on the words, "I am the handmaid of the Lord." Then came the great moment when God made her his dwelling place. She hears the greeting, "Hail, full of grace." With open heart she receives God. Her soul becomes his kingdom in all its fullness. Again she knows of nothing to say but, "I am the handmaid of the Lord." This brought Christmas to her heart. Her example must be our perpetual goal on earth. We must ever be ready and willing to receive the kingdom of God within ourselves as opportunities present themselves. Baptism was our first Christmas, and every Eucharistic sacrifice is Christmas repeated. The feasts of the Church's liturgical year are days of grace, the days of the kingdom of God. Maintain a calm, reverent, and recollected attitude so as not to disturb God's holy stirrings within you. Thus, let us approach Christmas spiritually. The Collect for Holy Mass in the Vetus Ordo. Let us pray. Put forth your power, O Lord, we beseech you, and delay not. And with your great might come to our aid, so that what is hindered by our sins may be hastened by your merciful goodness. Oremus, excita quaesimus Domine potentiam tuam et veni, et magna nobis virtute succure, ut per auxilium gratiae tuae, quod nostra peccata prepediunt, indulgentia tuae propitiationis acceleret. Qui vivis et regnas cum Deo Patre, in unitate Spiritus Sancti, Deus per omnia saecula saeculorum. Amen.